Welcome to the Gulch.
How long do these things usually last?
Now we got somebody who genuinely needs our help, which is what we came out here for in the first place.
Well, if you are listening, tell us where you are and we can help you. I know you may not believe that right now, but I promise you, if you give us the chance, I think you will.
Hello, all the geek enthusiasts, nerd aficionados, and deadheads. Welcome back. It is another Malice Cast, TV Talks Reaction Podcast. It is a three R's podcast, is what we like to call it. A recap, a review, and a react cast. Yeah, I had to remember what those three R's were, but that's what we like to call it, is a three R cast. This is brought to you by malice-corp.com. That's the website that you can see written below. And if you want to help support, make sure to listen to us on all the places that you can listen to podcasts: Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, podcast.com, even over on YouTube. If you want to see some visual content where you're going to see screenshots and stuff pop up as we talk about the different things, because when I put actual video up, we get hit for copyright issues. So,
and let's be clear. He said it's going to be the 3 hour recap, not the 3 hour podcast, not a 3 hour podcast.
No, it's not a 3 hour podcast. So, I was enunciating earlier when I was talking like this, and then when I talk normal, I don't enunciate at all. So,
so you're going to do voices for the rest of the time.
No. But yeah, what this is we actually talk about the latest episode of shows that we love to watch. This currently being Fear the Walking Dead. We usually do this on Monday nights, but due to some scheduling conflicts, we weren't able to do it on Monday. So we're recording it tonight on Twitch, twitch.tv/MaliceCorp. That is the website that you can come and actually interact and be a part of the show. We actually greatly appreciate it if you come by and give us some thoughts on what you thought about the episode in the show. Make sure to come over, just hit the follow button. That way you can get notified of whenever we are going live on stuff, if it's moving to different dates and everything like that. But with that, let's talk about who's here on the cast so we can actually get into the reactions and talk about the episode. You have me, your host. My name is Mess5150. Also along with us, we have our deadhead aficionado, our big lover of walkers and zombies and whatever has to do with Rick Grimes or Morgan or anybody that's from the Walking Dead universe. We have Mrs. Malice here with the cast as well. How are you?
Fabulous, darling. Fabulous.
We're all going to do voices. That's what's going to happen. I'm really afraid now that I've said that to introduce Icy Zorro.
You should be.
Yeah, okay.
It's fine. I've had a great day, you know, just doing some work and then come over here and talking about the thing.
No, we're not going there. We're not breaking into different accents. This is going to be interesting. We're here to talk about Fear the Walking Dead. That's what we're actually here for. I apologize, guys. I'm sorry for the craziness that's happened. We're going to talk about Fear the Walking Dead Season 5, Episode 3, Humbug's Gulch. That's the name of the episode. And it's not having to do with anything with Christmas and Scrooge. So
I just want to know, are there really like a chain of old timey cowboy theme parks across Texas? Because that sounds kind of fun.
It does. I would actually like to go to one of those. It's really cool.
There's a couple in Arizona.
Yeah, I don't know if
the voice of God.
That's our producer. This is going off the rails. Everybody's like, what the hell's going on? All right. So what we'd like to do here is actually talk about the episode, react. I go scene by scene. We give our thoughts on and opinions on what happened and jokes if we saw any that we want to bring up. But we opened up with the main protagonist. So basically not our entire group, because our group has been split in two since the first episode of the season. So the Alicia Morgan side of the groups is clearing the way. They are taking out all of the, at what I'm calling right now, until we get further into the episode, the dead intestine fences.
Because Morgan just can't help but clear. Regardless of if he's clear, he's got to clear.
That's our clearer.
He's clearing the area. which we find out is making a circle, and as they, it's a fence. It's a fence of intestine strapped together zombies. Yes.
Rather than tie strapped to ropes.
So on the map, it looked more like a weird shaped heart.
Yeah. I was waiting for it. Like, I was like, I was hoping there would be some type of
connect the dots. It's a giraffe. Yeah.
it would have been funnier if it was like in the shape of a brain.
Well, when we get later into the episode and we know that they're still making fences, there could be fences that are within. So once they start like cutting all the ones in, it may make a target, you know, maybe it'll make a Pokeball.
Maybe it's a maze.
Gotta catch them all.
I don't know.
To make the zombie. That's
But as they're going around, John and June are doing their little stuff to help clear as well, and they start getting shot at, and which,
well, I mean, we see everybody just probing the edges of that fence, trying to figure out where it is, and Alicia and what's her name? I always forget.
Luciana, so Lucy.
Yeah, they're marking on the map where the limits of that weird walker fence are.
Gut fence inception is what he said about the...
Does time move slower the farther in? Yeah.
It's the seven layers of intestine.
You just start hearing that weird French song from the Nolan movie.
Okay.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt is there.
They get shot at, which leads them to head out because they're not going to stick around and get shot at. So John and June head out and literally go back to the Old West because they end up at Humbug's Gulch, which is like a theme park. That was what John ended up when he was doing his trick shooting after he left the police. Knowing that this was one of them and they needed to get more weapons because their weapons got taken by the person that was shooting at them. So he's like, perfect. Yeah.
And apparently the setup for this little resort area is that, like I said earlier, it's a chain of Old West towns across Texas where you can go see, you know, people dressed up in period costumes. It's Westworld with zombies instead of robots. But it probably wasn't with zombies originally. But I'm like... It's apparently it's Bennigan style because they all have the same layout.
Well, yeah, because and you've even got the same kind of like as they're roaming around in there, you have the tourist guide of what shows, and she asked John about if he was a good guy or a bad guy, and he said he didn't really get into the stage shows. So, what do you think, Mrs. Malice? Do you think John was a good guy or a bad guy at the?
He says what he was.
He's a trick shot, but you know.
He's a trick shot. I can't remember what was his name. He said his name, and I can't remember what it was.
Well, later he says what his name is. It was Six Gun Sam.
Yeah, Six Gun Sam.
And Jack says it's a small Knott's Berry farm.
Yeah, so. That's what it's thinking too. Yeah, it's like a small mini Knott's Berry farm chain.
He's gonna tell us where all the stunt show. Ghost town places are at right now. There is Oatman Silver Town in Arizona. So, as you look across Google, Jack, let us know in the chat room of all the different theme park based Wild West cities out there. So we can figure out if there's a chain that this is based off of. So yeah, they go back to the Gold West. The Gulch is where John worked after being a cop. And then the other main story that we really get going on with this show, this episode, is Alicia and Lucy are trying. Alicia mainly is interacting with the kids that we got from the very first episode of the season, Annie, Dylan, and Max. She hears them on the radio. She starts talking, trying to talk to them. They're talking about like, don't talk. They'll hear you. They'll know where, don't say where you are, which we don't know who they're talking about because she's surprised when Alicia's the one that reaches out on the radio. Because she's like, Alicia, what did I tell you about, you know, don't stay around. Don't stick around.
Right. We don't want your help. Go away.
Yeah. So.
Which, you know, I believe that we're supposed to think that, you know, they're scared of whoever's setting up the zombie fences.
Well, we don't know. We've got multiple groups going on.
Yeah.
With this area, you know, Logan has nothing to do with this area, I'm assuming, because he said he just sent them out as far as he could think.
Yeah. They're still over some mountain from where.
Yeah. So.
I definitely don't think it's the factory people.
I don't think it's the factory people, but I don't think the factory people, do you think the factory people know anything about this area at all? Or they just literally just sent him to a specific
area? Literally just sent them as far as way possible to get them away from the factory so they could take it back. I don't think they have anything to do with it.
Okay.
Agreed.
Okay. So we have that group, which we know is not part of this. We have the kids. Then we still have, what was her name? Gina? No. Can't remember her name.
Sherry?
No, Sherry's who Dwight's looking for.
Yeah.
I thought it was I thought it started with a G. Oh, now I need somebody to look that up. The girl from the radioactive plant.
I forgot her name already too.
Yeah, I think it's Gina or something like that. So,
too.
But we don't know if she's still, because she didn't seem to know of any kids when I think they actually asked her about them in last week's episode. So we can have two different groups going on here. Then you still have the people that took Al. So we could have potentially three groups within this area. Or do you think they're all together?
Her name is Grace, by the way. Just
Grace. Yeah. I knew it started with a G. I'm like the count from Sesame Street on here. We got one group, two group, three group. Yeah. Are they together? And nothing. No. Nothing from my color commentary.
Consider me the Tony Romo color commentary. Like, surprisingly good. Okay. Yeah, no, I could absolutely see there being, I don't know that I would consider, you love that joke. I would consider Grace to be her own group. She's a single person out there just hunting down, you know, irradiated zombies. So I wouldn't consider her a group so much as just a free agent that happens to be in the area. But we have at least the kids and at least Morgan and Alicia's group. And at this point in the episode, we've got the nebulous possible third group.
Technically, Grace had a group. They just died.
Well, yeah, power plant workers.
Yeah. So she's alone. Once upon a time, she had a group.
And that's the other thing is, like, you talk about, okay, Grace is her own group. So you've got intestine fences.
Fence killers, yeah.
And then you've got, it's like dueling banjos in Texas of like, which, who's blocking what? Because it's like, I'm going to put cars here. Don't go here. It's not safe. And then everybody else is putting intestine fences here. And they're like,
yeah, and hanging heads from trees.
Well, here's. Wait.
Grace was doing
if this cars, happens. If this Grace happens,
the cars.
Great, you think? Yeah, Grace. That's what I'm saying. If Grace is doing the cars, but here's where it gets really funky. You have the symbol that already brought. You know, hey, it's tied to Rick. You see the three circles. What ends up happening is you get one circle of intestine, zombie.
Oh, it's a Venn diagram.
Up. Then you get a circle of just the cars that say "Don't go here, unsafe." And then we need some other circle that's created by the guys that took Al. So that it ends up turning into like one big huge of just that symbol. And then
yeah. And at the very intersection, the Venn diagram center. That's where I was trying to find me.
Like, and it screws with fans even more because they're like, oh my God, what does it mean? No.
I'll get real deep with that right now. Because if you think about it, the first character, that group is the group that took Rick. And the first person that Rick met after the zombies were, you know, took over was Morgan. And Morgan's now here with the circle. So that would make really good sense that that's what that is. So
I just think it'd be funny if it was three groups that when you take all their perimeters together, end up making the logo of the group that took Rick, which already made everybody go psycho just seeing the logo in the first episode. Then if it makes this big old huge, oh God, just. People would lose their minds.
In a couple episodes, we're going to get Luciana's map, and it's going to be an a weirdly odd-shaped circle for where the zombie fences are, and then a weirdly odd-shaped circle for something to come.
Okay, so getting back to the episode. John and June get stuck in a dust storm. So June tries to like do the wink, wink, nudge, nudge to John. Like, how bad would it be if we didn't get out of here for the night? You know.
Well, and by the way, they found a safe full of guns and ammo at this Old West theme park, which. Are you telling me that a couple years into the zombie apocalypse, nobody had decided, hey, let's go check out the Old West theme park?
Well, there's a bunch of them in different locations, and that kind of makes sense that they didn't hit every one of them.
It's my opinion that in the 4 or 5 years into the zombie apocalypse, every single building should have been thoroughly scoured for anything usable at that point.
True. People may have just been like...
It was locked.
Well, they just may have thought that, you know... They're only shooting with blanks there, which, you know, John figured out a way to utilize that. He's like, we could still use this gun, the powder for other stuff. So
absolutely.
But not, not everybody's a trick shot. So right. Not everybody knows.
But I was hoping they were going to find like a blacksmith stall or something and find, you know, tools for making ammo.
Well, they had a Broth L, which I don't know if you guys noticed the way that was spelled.
I saw that. I was like, is that a soup restaurant?
Yeah, it's soup the. That's what it was.
Soup the.
It wasn't El Broth. It was Broth L.
I love the judgy tone in June's voice when she's like, there's a brothel here? He's like, no.
So,
I wanted the employee of the month or the manager picture on the wall to be Al Swearengin.
they plug a little setup for later in the episode with the San Antonio split, and John is very focused on taking care of his gun. So while he's doing that, June comes out with a lot of great. I didn't write them all down, but it would be so much fun.
Oh yes,
on Twitter, if you guys want, reach out to any of us. I'm at @mest_malicecorp. You have Walking Mal 1 for Mrs. Malice, and you have Icy Zorro for Icy Zorro.
Yes, give us the name of theoretical trick shots.
Well, not even that. You can do that, but what I was going to say is, based off of the ones that she gave...
Fitchburg Flim Flam? Southern Pinky Pole? St. Louis Barn Raiser?
I would love... to have fun with it and give us what the euphemism actually means, what you think it means, the different ones that she had. Because she named off like 10 of them, and boy, you can have some fun with some of them. So
not on a podcast that's rated for everyone.
No, not not here. We're not going to say it, but on Twitter, sky's the limit. Or you can even come over to Facebook. On our groups page. So that would be facebook.com/groups/allthing all things nerd podcast. So
mm-hmm. Jack in the chat was talking about the possibility of him finding reloading tools or making his own ammo. He says if it was blanks, it wasn't black powder with caps and mini ball. And also not everyone knows how that works. True. But I would think John does. John,
I think John would know how that
makes
works.
His own ammo, especially with the old school revolvers like that.
Yeah, so they have their nice little touching moment. And where did I leave off? Yeah, so they get outside because they talk about how they need to get out there and help everybody and save everybody. To which June brings back to John, but if we don't, you know, if we get stranded, then we're not helping anybody. But they still go out and it gets more of our, this is the Wild West. You know, they're in the dust storm. They got their faces covered like they just robbed a bank. And there was
we see John Dory running around, and this is after she asked, are you a good guy or a bad guy? And he's running around in the dust storm with a black hat and a black bandana. And I was like, I wonder if he played a bad guy.
Oh, yeah, no,
Jack says, wear black.
Jack says, no, I am saying he was loading cap and ball in his pistols while they were talking about the trick shots. Yeah,
that's okay.
Yeah, that's what I thought he was doing too. So, which he had to be focused. He was focused on it. So, they go out there. They start getting shot at again. The person that was shooting at him has followed them, and they have a modern gun while John and June are using your older guns. And you know, they're being really tricky with these screenshots. They're not showing who it is. But of course, we all know that the shooter, by the way, if they're showing it, it's Dwight. Dwight's the shooter. John does a really good...
He wings him.
See, I thought he was going to do something like really cool where he was going to like use the mirror to like...
To be fair, he winged him in the shoulder from like 50 yards away
in the wind.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a shot.
He's trick shot Sam. Of course he can do that.
Well, that's what, because first he closed the mirror on the van, on the car that he was behind. So I was waiting for him to like do some crazy shot where he was going to use.
Yeah.
Well, I was waiting for him to use like he was going to use like the closed mirror to see a different angle off the mirror across the other way to be able to like lean over. And I was waiting for it, and then he just stood up and just did a really cool long distance shot. They go looking for the person they shot. There's some blood stain. John on a
wanted poster.
Yes, on a wanted poster. I can't remember what it was. It was something Frank. You can look that up for me if somebody wants to look that up.
Knowing the tropes of that time, or at least what we think of as that time, it was probably something alliterative like Fearsome Frank or something.
No, it was like a Rawhide Frank or something like that. Yeah, sure. You know, so Rawhide. Yeah. It's one of those shows, guys.
It's, to be fair, it's always one of those shows.
Honestly, if you guys are enjoying this, let us know. Otherwise, we'll try and get more professional with the next one. But if you're liking this, cool. We can just be ourselves. So he gets a gun to the head from Dwight. Dwight points the gun at John, and then you see June's rifle skills.
Well, he points the gun at him, and he starts yelling, "Where is she? What have you done with her? Where is she?" And, you know, are you looking for June? You also saw June, and you're wondering where she is? No, it turns out he thinks that they have done something with his wife, Sherry.
He's been looking for her for a very long time.
He has. Not 6 years. It's not that time jump. It's the other time jump. So, yeah. What was that, a year?
Yeah, the Morgans walking through the wilderness.
Year and a half?
Roughly a year.
There was two time jumps with it. So
right. Well, he says at one point that he's been out there looking for her for about a year.
Yeah.
Okay.
He does say it.
Okay.
Across because they went from Virginia or Georgia?
Yeah, Alexandria, Virginia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He gets clocked in the back of the head by June. She comes to the rescue. They tie him up. They start questioning him. I love the whole like, we were nice. We brought you inside. Why can't you be nice and tell us some answers?
Yes, I have you tied to a chair, but we're also treating the wound in your arm, and we just want help.
Well, we get the official name for the fences, and I absolutely love it. This is why I didn't want to bring it up until I get to this point, because it is the phrasing from John. He talks about the bowel blockades on the road.
Need some Pepto for that.
That's exactly where
some Imodium AD.
That's where mine went, of course, being the nerd and geek that I am. I was like bowel blockades. Oh my god! So how badly have they been
Metamucil?
How badly have they been, you know, backed up?
Oh, those poor zombies.
Start throwing whole wheat bagels at them. See what happens. Yeah. Spinach.
What happens when you eat raw flesh?
Just, you know what? All you need to get rid of that fence is a pot of black coffee and a couple of cigarettes.
Oh my god, the image in my head just now, a line of zombies just sitting there smoking a cigarette and drinking like cups of coffee.
Doing some water cooler talk. Just water cooler talk. Hey, so how was your day?
They have the coffee and the cigarettes, and the ones in the middle just start slowly drifting away, and then they all go away.
Well, like I said, when I first saw these zombies, the first thing that came to mind was like two dogs stuck together after mating. But now that you got bowel blockades thrown in there, this fence has now created just the weirdest mind game.
It is the best worst fence ever.
Yeah.
Pete's sneak expenses.
Yeah. So yeah, we got the battle blockades from now on, and that's forever will live in proper lore. But you jump back to Alicia going after the kids and gets a flat and run off the road, which we find out is from a makeshift
tire strip, road strip, called.
Yeah. So 2x4 and nails. Somebody was trying to be like Negan. No Lucille, so we're just going to use a 2x4 and nails and get cars out of here. So,
well, and whoever is blocking off this area has done a thorough job. Like, if they have the the bowel brigades in that giant circle and roads blocked off with, you know, tires, nail strips and stuff, like, they have had probably a lot of time to concentrate on blocking other people from getting in there. So either super dangerous in there, or it's just a couple of people that really don't want to be bugged.
That it's got to be a large group too, because it would take a lot of people to set up stuff like that too. There has to be at least
or a lot of time,
or 20.
Would you say at least 10 or 20?
Yeah, at least 10. Right. 15 or 20.
Is that a big group now?
That's a big group.
I'm so used to Walking Dead with their size of group.
Well, yeah. Well, you gotta think too, during in this time with in this living arrangement, 20 people is a big group, whereas like 10 people is a small group, or 5 people is a small group. So,
and if you're not watching the visual cast of this on YouTube or Twitch, you just missed a visual skid mark on the on the screen.
His name is Groot.
I know. All cats on a Walking Dead podcast are now here on called skid marks. Yeah.
You will not call my cat Skidmark.
He comes on screen, I will.
He looks nothing like Skidmark.
Doesn't have to look like him. A cat
still licks his own ass.
From here on out, here on out, if you're on a Fear the Walking Dead podcast, you're not a pussycat, you're not a kitty cat, you're not a cat, you're just a Skidmark. So
I'm gonna buy Mess a orange tabby and give it to him the name tag Skidmark.
I think you just need to get him a hat that has Skidmark monogrammed on it.
Or that.
And make sure it's a cat on there, not like some brown smear on there that says Skidmark.
Or both.
It's gonna have cat ears on it, and it's gonna have the brown streak going down the center. It's been orange hat.
And it's a scratch and sniff.
Honestly, I really liked this episode overall, but there's not that much to talk about. There's like 4 main points.
Oh yeah. John sympathizes with Dwight. They finally gets to talk with him. He finds out about the like searching for his wife, which who's the perfect person to catch him and talk about this, but the man that spent forever searching for June.
Yep.
When she was, I can't remember what her name was last season now before we found her real name anymore. Was it May?
Nora at one point?
November?
April.
February. It was definitely February. So yeah.
January Jones, that's it.
So they decide to team up. We're here
Naomi.
To help people. Naomi, that's what it was, yeah. They decide to team up. They're here to help people. They understand what he was going through. If they give him his gun back, is he going to shoot at him? No. You know, we know Dwight's a good guy. He's already gone through enough.
He refers to himself as a piece of shit, and he's done terrible things. But he's always trying to be better a little bit.
He did terrible things because he had somebody telling him to do terrible things.
Yeah, and he's also fearful of somebody else coming and taking an iron to the other side of his face. So
yeah.
Oh, he's the hound.
Fight for torturing my Daryl, but you know he
tortured him with a pop song.
I know, but
so wait, if he,
that song.
Your reference, he's the hound. Yeah, you got the burning fire. The hound was searching for his brother to kill him. Dwight, the fire, he's searching for his wife to have not kill
yeah,
him.
Yeah, no, he's
not kill her. He wants to stick her a different way.
Oh, God.
I mean, we don't know what Sandor Clegane really wanted. We didn't have time.
Oh, jeez.
Well, there was brother and sister love in Game of Thrones. We don't know the brother and brother.
Not to mention nephew and aunt.
Oh, yeah. That's if we could have got the mountain. That's not my eyeball. That's not my finger.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, we're off the rails.
What has happened?
So we get the saloon escape. We get them going out through the window using the auto music player on the piano, which is just playing old timey Western music.
I wish it would have been playing the Westworld theme song.
That something. That's exactly through my head.
Before that happens, I like how they tell each other their names. I thought that was really cute because Dwight's all like the fish.
Yeah, I love the fact that they gave real names. They all gave their own real names.
Yeah, and June's like, yeah, like the month. Spelt the same, too.
I almost wanted her to say June Dory, you know? Because that would have been sweet.
Yeah, I know. That would have been cute.
It's not like they have to find a check for the piece or anything. So, introductions all around. And, you know, John gives him the long story of, like, you know, he spent all this time trying to find June and he wasn't sure that he deserved to find her. And, they're trying to prop him up and give him hope to keep going.
Yeah. And let him know that they will help him find.
And I realized that they had to give a different, a fake name to John, just because it would have been, you know, it would have been like, I'm looking for June, but it always feels like July. And it's
I'm in the middle of 500 days of searching for summer. Just different. It's different.
So, So they, Dwight takes a jump from the top of the, where they're trying to escape, yells to them to get to the car, and then Dwight bails for the van. And we find out the reason that he was going after John and June is that his wife Sherry's been leaving notes for him as he's been it's like
most elaborate scavenger
Blue's Clues, man.
Breadcrumbs. She's leaving him a breadcrumb trail.
Breadcrumbs. It's a Carmen Sandiego game.
I was gonna say it was damn near Carmen Sandiego.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
in the world is,
and that's why he went after the van, and there's no note in there, so he's like, this, I don't even know if she's alive. Where'd you find the van?
Well, and I want to know, yeah, he had the registration for a van, but later on, John goes over and does like 5 minutes of checking. He's like, yeah, that's the wrong van.
That's the cop skills coming into effect.
Did he not think to check the VIN or the license plate?
No.
I guess not.
He's like, but, it's a blue minivan. Screw you guys, I'm going to shoot you.
I don't know.
Rude.
Dwight's a bit of a hothead.
Unless, you know, maybe somebody changed the plates and then the VIN number was different. You know, who knows? You don't want somebody to catch you stealing their van in a post-apocalyptic world. Be like, that's mine.
You don't want those plates reported.
I wrote down my plate number. No. Look, it's not the same. You know, yeah. I licked it. It's mine.
Fair and square, okay? That is my car.
It's a blue 96 Chevy Astro van. How many of those can there be?
I had to siphon that gas into that tank myself, so it is my car.
I peed on that spot. You can see it. I marked it. It's mine. Okay, yeah. So where they found him was at the camp. And so it leads us to believe that Sherry's dead, like what Mrs. Malice is pretty sure is happening.
Well, yeah, the place that they found that minivan, correct me if I'm wrong, wasn't it the house full of dead Iranians?
Yeah, it was the camp. It was the camp.
Yeah.
Camp Wiki Waki or Camp whatever Verde, Camp Verde.
Cucamonga or some weird thing.
No, it's whatever. It was the meaning of a bird egg. It was, I can't remember what it was called.
Yeah.
It was some weird something rock. Something berries or something like that. Crackleberry.
Cackleberry, that's what it was.
Yeah, Cackleberry. That's Cackleberry. What it was. Camp Cackleberry. See? So we put it all together. Berry, Bird Egg eventually comes out.
Yeah. It was Camp Anawana. Yes.
But everybody was dead there.
It was Camp. Yeah, that's what it was.
The bodies that they didn't see there were burnt to a crisp. So that's, you know, that was Dwight basically gives up and is like, I'm going to get surrounded by zombies and you guys go ahead. I'll get out of here some way, somehow later. And then you get a good talking down from June of why.
Well,
don't give up.
Yeah, he says, I don't think I'm going to get out of here, and starts eyeing the revolver sitting in the front seat kind of in a seductive way, at which point it must have been his tone of voice or something that clues June in like, oh, he's going to kill himself. That, well, talking him down.
Did you notice how, you know, the zombies are always like against the thing? These zombies are like, oh, this is a really cool
conversation. They were watching.
Yeah, that's like this is a cool conversation. Go ahead. Tell us how you're going to kill yourself.
We can break the windows later. You keep going.
There's a big, the window in the back of the car is completely open, but it's okay. You have your conversation. We'll wait.
I was wondering about that because I didn't think it got shot out later, but we see a couple of walkers crawling through it, and I was like, had open the whole time?
I think Dwight shot it out when he shot the tire, you know.
No, he shot it out when they were getting ready to cut down the zombie link fence, and they got in the car and drove away.
Oh, okay. Was during then?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Those so you get the most patient walkers we've seen then.
Yeah.
They were very intrigued on the conversation. I mean, they really wanted to. They're like,
there's some real human drama going on there.
You know, they're like, oh my God, this acting is phenomenal. Like, those were extras that were like, I want to be this man so badly that I'm going to just, I have to study his craft.
There was at least one extra that was like, oh, how do I get down to that level of prosthetic? I spent like 4 hours in the makeup trailer. This is garbage.
Well, yeah, the one that was really interested didn't even have an eyeball. It was so covered up.
The small, the one that was kind of lower on the back right window. I know exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah.
I just wanted to see him start like taking notes on the windshield. Just
like, he's breathing on it like.
Don't chomp too much like Simon.
We both.
So anything revolving around Dwight, you have Simon and you have like super interested zombies. So you either got like super chomper zombie or you've got like subdued. Like I took my Adderall.
Ooh, I'm gonna go over here and try to eat you now.
Okay. So we get back to we haven't gotten to that part yet, but we get back to Alicia and Lucy. They're now hitchhiking for Morgan, who picks them up, and Alicia gives the heartfelt message, the I'm not looking to kill, you know, I just want to find these kids. And so Morgan's like, do it, go talk to them, find them, you know.
Yeah, June has switched from like crazy negativism to crazy optimism and has apparently infected everyone else with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, Morgan's always been crazy optimism since.
Yeah, like all of a sudden this entire group wants to find these three kids that they met for 15 minutes like a week ago.
Yeah. Well, it's the factor that they just want to find anybody that they can help because they're sick of trying to.
That's true. I guess that is their whole group's mission statement.
That's the thing that the main thing was, even if it wasn't somebody that wants help, it's, hey, it's somebody that's alive that we can help. Cause half the time they get to them and they're dead. If anybody wants help.
You find that in Texas right now, you're on a good start.
Yeah. So, what were you going to say, Mrs. Malice?
No, I'm just agreeing.
Okay. So she gives the heartfelt message, no response. So leads us to believe somebody got the kids.
And that was a good opening up for her. Like I said in the last episode, I think that we're going to spend a lot of time dealing with Alicia's mental trauma and personal issues over the season. And this is a step forward for her.
You know,
been trying to convince her to, like, you know, don't take things. So you don't have to just be a protector. You can help people in other ways rather than just killing everything. And so when it's her that opportunity to open up to those kids on the radio, she takes it and makes it a step forward for her mental health, I think.
And I thought it was a really good speech too that she gave them. I mean, it's very hard. I mean, I teared up. So I teared up a little bit. I was like,
oh. I lost my mom. I lost my brother. I haven't been where you are. I am where you are. I was like, oh.
She's an orphan. She's an orphan like those kids.
Yeah, you know, could have been much more truthful. Where it's like, my mom got written off. My brother decided he didn't want to be here anymore. I luckily got the lead on the show now. So, you know,
I'm senior here. I have all the good lines.
And what I want to know is, and this always goes through my head. Anytime there's a scene with Alicia and Morgan, I want to know if they ever like accidentally break into their real accents because, you know,
right. Cause he's British and she's also British.
Yeah. So I'm wondering if one slips and the other one's and then they just can't get back to the
he sounds like he's in Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels. She's at High Tea with the Queen.
It's what I think every time that I see them in a scene together.
And actually she's not exactly the most senior person. This episode was directed by Victor Strand himself.
Oh, yeah.
Domingo.
Yeah, this is the second episode that he's directed.
Well, Morgan's worked with somebody else too that was from me has an English accent too.
Jesus.
And Rick.
Oh,
yeah.
And Lauren Cohan.
Which I really wish when Morgan left, I didn't bring this up, but I really wish when Morgan was leaving and Rick was there trying to talk him into staying that he would have stood there with signs. Just like...
That would have been amazing. With a boombox and just, I feel like I have to go now. Drop. But you're making me want to stay.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Hugh Grant in the background. as a walker.
So they decide we're going to, you know, Dwight has something to live for. They're going to save Dwight. John goes up against 30 walkers with his guns out.
And all that ammo they just got is pissed away.
Yeah. Well, he can load some more. I'm sure he's got some more black pepper and salt.
Mrs. Mouse, what were you gonna say?
His shootout with the zombies was actually, I liked it. It was actually my favorite scene of the episode of him just going cowboy style down the road. Just pew, pew,
pew. The problem was
so much fun to watch.
The problem was, it was a great to watch, but the problem was while it was going on, and now you have to go watch it this way, mute it while you're watching it, throw on like an old television show or an old Western, because you need to hear it like the...
Yeah, the Sergio Leone, like, spaghetti Western style. Yeah, absolutely. At least John Dory... Thank God, I love this guy. He does exactly what I've been saying. Every time we cover one of these things, he kills them all as he goes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, he has help with June. June's doing the distance shooting, and she's doing a great job at that, too. So.
They're a really good team.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wish that they had done a little more physical, like crowbar or, you know, spear or something, rather than wasting all the ammo they just picked up.
Well, sure. I'm surprised that before this cast started, we didn't get the... That isn't logical from Icy Zorro that we always get on this cast, because what does John do? He's apparently a good bowler too, because he's looking at like a 7-10 split idea here, and he tells...
You're talking about the San Antonio split?
Yeah. So he tells Dwight to hold the axe up, pointed towards him straight.
Yep. And there's a dude with a wounded arm who has a zombie laying on top of him and can barely lift his arm in the first place, holding an axe pointed towards the guy with the gun, 30 yards away, waving like this, and the dude, fling! Perfect. Love it. I love it.
That was probably the best part of that.
His line afterwards where he goes, that's the San Antonio split.
Oh, yeah.
I've only ever made that work once before.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the only reason that I give it credence, where I'm like, okay, once again, I was waiting for you to bring up the impossibilities of this shot so we could be once again go, it's a show about people rising from the
dead. Theoretically, like, it's possible, but it's a one in a billion.
Exactly.
Well, so
and we already know that John's a great shot. So the fact that he's done it twice in his lifetime, holy.
And most of the time when he's doing crazy shots, he's doing it from the belt. So the fact that he was actually aiming this time, I'm like, yeah, okay, I can see it.
Well, I honestly believe he curved that bullet now from the first episode, because
he is from the movie Wanted.
Yeah. Yes, he is.
So John gives Dwight hope, letting her know that it's not her car. Lets June know his name was Six Gun Sam. So, and you know, I know it's supposed to be for like a 6-bullet revolver, but I really want to see John like with like six guns, it's, just like
Boondock Saints style.
Yeah. Oh, or even
Reservoir Dogs.
No, I can't. That keeps popping Resident in my head.
Evil?
No, that's the second one that popped in my head right after, and that's the problem. No, Keanu, Matrix.
John Wick.
No,
Matrix. Yeah, John Wick.
The scene with him.
Yeah, and, the lobby scene. Yeah.
Yeah, just like dropping guns and pulling.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah. Well, because he had, Link's backpack. You know, he had a video game storage container.
Exactly. He's a bag of holding.
bag of endless guns.
So we get...
They are in Texas. He probably just found that.
Yeah. We get the second crossover reunion now for Fear the Walking Dead. Morgan and Dwight reunite. And just the phrasing. Like, do you know this guy? And Morgan's like, we come from the same place. And I was like, are they half brothers? Because they don't look alike.
Physically, emotionally, journey-wise. And actually, they never actually interacted on Walking Dead.
Exactly. Very little is what the creator said, the show creator said. And she said there's gonna be a lot more. There's
not on screen, at least.
No, exactly. Well, no, they said that there was scenes not one-on-one, but within group. That they would, you know, but she said it was destined for them to meet each other. That's why they kind of have the conversation of what route they took. I mean, the way I took it was like the old Jeff Foxworthy joke about the person that talks about trying to get there faster than all the other people. And they're like, yeah, I took this route. You know, that's why I felt
John
like
the 20.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's what I felt like Morgan and Dwight were doing was like, who got here? How'd you get here? Which route did you take to get here faster than that?
Well, yeah, you know, 20's faster, 10's a little more scenic. I don't know.
Dwight drove.
Many rest stops?
Dwight drove. Morgan pretty much walked.
Limped.
Hobbled. Yes.
Hobbled his way down there.
Yeah, but Dwight had to find clues along the way.
Yeah. So there was a lot of stopping for Dwight.
And then I don't
stopping
know
for face cream every once in a while.
I'm trying to figure out
for that burn.
I think it was the next set of zombies that they came up to that was tied up. I don't know why I wrote
super. So yeah, so that they run into the super fence essentially.
Yeah, that's what it was. Okay, so that's why it was a super fence. Okay, so I wrote super bowel blockage. I had to remember why, because remember,
yep, could have just been personal notes for what happened during the episode.
But this one was really backed up. Like, they needed charcoal to help them out. So,
needed a spoon.
And then you get the response from the kids that they're, hey, Alicia, are you out there? And, you know.
Well, yeah, because they're about to dismantle this massive zombie fence.
Yeah.
But, you know, Dwight's like, I've, you know, they go for as far as I've walked on either side. They just keep going. It's a massive thing. And the rest of them are like, there's like 9 of us. Can we just go through the middle? Just kill them?
Just take it out.
And then the radio crackles.
Yeah. And they go, okay, we're going to come get you. And like, no, we'll get you. Meet us where you were before. Mm-hmm. And on the way there, you come across the van looking just like the van that the kids were in, of course, looking just like the
Was that not the same van? I thought that was the camper.
It was. They come across the van. But it looks just like the billboard with all the intestines just thrown all over it. And they open the door and there's Max just covered in blood, just shivering.
I thought it was the smaller kid.
Yeah,
the youngest brother.
Was Max the older one?
I think so.
That was Dylan. Okay, so yeah. There's Dylan. Just covered in blood, shivering. They're asking where Max and Annie.
Annie,
are you okay? Are you okay, Annie?
She's very much not.
Oh, God, I really wish she would have done that on the freaking, you know, when they were like, don't talk about it. I wish Alicia would have been like, is that you, Annie? Annie, are you okay? Annie.
You've been hit by. Yeah.
You've been struck by.
Oh God!
And fair use prevents the rest of that line.
Oh, that is so. That is a lost opportunity. I really want Alicia to have been on the walkie, going, "Annie, are you okay? Are you okay, Annie?"
It wouldn't even have to be about the song. She could just be
no
girls.
Exactly. Oh my God! Lost opportunity, big time. Yeah. So it looks like Dylan's just about to say something, and then they cut to Max and Annie are creating the fence, the bowel blockage, and they're like wrapped up like they're the bowel blockers from now on, by the way.
Yeah. They got like pole arms out there. They're putting zombies back in place on the fence. They're wrapping intestines around them.
But they're all like dressed up like catchers, and like they've got the catcher. Yeah.
They're dressed like umpire. They're dressed like Leslie Nielsen and Naked Gun. I wanted Max to start calling strikes. Yeah,
but it doesn't look like they know how to do this. Like that's you guys are like I knew I didn't like those kids, but at the same time, Max isn't.
I didn't say I didn't like those kids. I said I'm not convinced that people putting up the zombie fences are bad.
The reason why I'm disliking now is because of what they're doing. It's not because they think they set up the fences or that's what they were doing. It's because they set up a fake fence. They cover their younger brother in blood. They're obviously scheming something to do to this group.
Is that a fake fence, or are they repairing one that was there before?
Or they could have been repairing.
I mean, by the way that like she calls out, Annie calls out Max on the factor, like, don't be scared. He's like, I'm not scared. It's just, I don't know if.
She was acting like she'd done that before.
She was acting like it. He was like it was the first time he's kind of been doing it. Which, by the way, how the hell are those intestines so strong? What type of vitamins were those zombies eating beforehand?
Brain.
Only using intestines to like
high tensile strength body. Intestines.
Yeah. Stopping their bodies from like he rubber banded that intestine where it was like, okay, get ready to cut the string. Okay, we're gonna let him loose. And the zombie tries to walk and get stopped. So full body weight.
I don't know how many intestines you guys have ripped through, but they don't work like that.
Yeah.
I haven't ripped through any intestines, so I'm not psycho.
Neither have I. I don't know what you're talking about.
I've heard those cries of pain from the other room.
I don't even have a basement. Wait, three. Never mind.
I don't have a basement either. I have an attic.
So that leads us on. That's the end of the episode. But that leads the question of okay. So
they also say real quick when they're talking, they say, you know, is Dylan gonna crack? And they're like, no, he knows what to say to them. So they left him there as some ploy.
They're scheming little brats, and they need to be stopped.
So, but that's the thing. Are they doing this because there's something that they need to be kept away from? They're really trying to tell these people, stay the heck away from this stuff. We've survived out here because we've stayed away from it.
Maybe a nuclear plant that melted down. Maybe they should have done that there.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Are they part of this group? Are they now being forced into doing this? Are they the bad guys? Are they the antagonists for this
area?
I don't think they're the bad guys for this area. I think they're the antagonists for them.
Okay. So you think they are on the way of being bad. See, I think that they're trying to throw us for a double.
Yeah, they are.
Throw off. I think they're trying to go
a double switcheroo.
Yeah. I think that the writers are trying to go, oh, look, these kids that need help. And then they disappear, and then they show us, oh, look, wow, dun, 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 the kids are the bad guys. And I think it's going to come back around, and it's going to turn out that there's something else.
Well, and that's the way that I looked at it at first. At first I thought, wow, these three kids put up all this fencing of zombies, all the bowel blockade, whatever.
I didn't think they did it.
Also, probably those kids couldn't take out that whole tiny herd that was outside of Luciana's radio shack and then hang heads from a billboard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. It was.
So they might be part of a bigger team.
Yeah.
Are you going to say Mrs. Mouse?
I don't think that the kids are part of the bigger group that was originally setting up the zombie fences, whatever, bow walkers, whatever you want to call them this time. I think they are like...
The bowel blockers.
The bowel blockers, okay. I think they are something not with the group that was setting them up. they are scared of said group that set them up, and these kids are scheming something, whether to scare Morgan and Alicia's group away or to be butt
wrapped. I think it's a factor. Well, they're trying to scare Alicia and her group away.
And are they trying to protect Alicia and her group from whatever's in the middle of that ring, or are they trying to protect themselves from whatever's on the outside?
Well, it could be that it could not even be something bad in the middle. It could be like a Commonwealth.
A pot of gold.
It could be like a Commonwealth thing. Like here's a society that's got everything locked up, doing great, and you don't want to don't bring anybody in, don't mess with it. And so they're trying to scare the people away by doing these weird fences and stuff. It could be a factor of, hey, you brought them in here. Now you are the brat kids that have to fix everything.
Yeah, so that's why they're like setting up warning no trespassing signs.
Yeah.
Either way, kids are brats. I dislike them.
I still think they're better actors than Henry.
I all agree with that.
Without doubt.
They're better actors, but
Other theory, Dwight, how long does he stay with the group? How long does he stay with the show? Because what happens if the antagonist group, the group that ends up being the pain in the butt for our heroes, has Sherry in their group, if she is still alive?
I think that Sherry's in that group, and Dwight's going to stay until he gets Sherry, and that's going to be like the whole connection thing.
But if she's the antagonist, does the continued story of Dwight's redemption happen, or does it go, I'm siding with my wife?
He's going to side with his wife.
Yeah.
Kind of has to.
Yeah.
So,
Is the group inside the bowel blockade the one that captured Al, or is it the named Third Circle?
We don't know.
Well, I'm saying, what's your opinion?
I don't think it's the group that captured Al, honestly.
I miss Al.
That's going to be too much. That's going to be too much focus on what's coming with Rick. So I don't think that whoever's in one circle is going to be. Yeah, I don't know.
All we know is never get in a plane with Maggie.
Although you know what, in that circle, that could be in B. That could be the B group. You know, the bowel blockage group. So
starts with the B.
They're the Bs. They're the B movement.
Oh my God.
You know, like if
you can't the BMs for short. Yeah.
The bowel low movement.
Oh no.
Sorry guys. That's our show.
One quick last note. Did you notice when John and June were fighting off zombies with Dwight, he referred to them as walkers, and John was like, walkers.
Yeah, because everybody has different names, you know.
I thought that was a nice little.
As all, like we said, the kids are the beer tree. That's what they're protecting. There's a brewery in there.
Oh, Jimbo.
They're the beer drinkers, because the zombies are the growlers to them, remember? So there's a brewery in there. And
that's
like,
our show.
We don't want anybody to get our beer, Dan.
Oh, my God.
So we're going to create some bowel blockage to keep everybody away from our beer.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. That's the show, guys. So thanks for joining us on tonight's cast. We will hopefully be back next Monday to talk the Walking Dead with you, the Fear of the Walking Dead, episode 4 of season 5. Hopefully you can come join us and be a part of the live interaction. If not, wherever you're checking this out, whether it be YouTube, Stitcher, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, make sure that you're dropping a review. Make sure you're subscribing. Make sure you're letting other people know about this. This is a fandom cast. It is a 3R, and we have another skid mark on our screen now. Different skid mark. Which you will get skid mark back in episode 4. So, I've heard. So let's talk about where you could follow everybody outside of this if you want to talk about the crazy things. If you want to tell us what the euphemism, what the trick shot actually means that June brings up, the different ones she brings up, anything that you think it means, go ahead and send it to us where we're going to tell you to follow us on Twitter and talk with us. Mrs. Malice, where can people talk with you on Twitter?
@WalkingDeadMal1.
And being that you have more than one spot to follow and interact with on social media, where can people talk to you, Icy Zorro, and tell you what the yogurt slinger means or something?
Well, that one's pretty clear.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to be looking up that list and writing them down and coming up with stuff. hashtag real trick shots. At Icy Zorro on Twitter, Instagram, and PlayStation Network.
Once again, I don't want them to give you what the trick shot means. I want them to give you what the phrasing. Because they'll be like, yeah, that's one where you shoot off your, I don't know.
I was just cleaning and it went off.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I fell and it, yeah, it just fell. Yeah, I just fell on top.
We call that one the full light bulb.
Oh my God.
If you want to follow this cast, you can follow us on Twitter at Malice Corp or at All Nerd Podcast. You can also come interact with us and join us to talk about all different types of nerdy stuff that we talk about over on Facebook at facebook.com/groups/allthingsnerdpodcast. And then come check out the website, malice-corp.com. If you want to hear other shows that we have that are part of the Malice Corp network, click on podcasts and other media. You'll see stuff for wrestling, stuff for the All Things Nerd podcast, which records live every Friday, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Twitch. That website is twitch.tv/Malice Corp if you want to actually interact with us. And if you want to follow me, head on over to Twitter, mest_MaliceCorp, or you can hit me up on Instagram at mest5150 and tell me what the crazy things mean that June was talking about. That's it. That's the cast. As always, remember, we're all infected. Stay safe, and we'll see you next week.
Yeah, watch out for bowel blockages.
Bye. Oh my God.